Yo usted.
Oh my goodness, welcome back. Realism Raw Sports Talk episode 170 part 1. And as you can tell, we looking real good. That means the producer's in the house. You already know, you can just look and already tell. Thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check out our Facebook page, at Realism Pod on Twitter, and Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. Thank you to all the patrons that support the show. Appreciate it. $1.25 a week. That's great, you know what I'm saying? If you enjoy what we're doing, you want to help us keep going, $1.25 a week ain't nothing. Hey, but even better, if you want to sponsor a show, we'll give you a whole week of advertisement on social media, your logo on the screen. We'll talk about you during the show. Hit us up on any social media platform, and we'd be happy to do that for you. Because we believe it in our commanders, loving the Black Mamba, and all the love for my mama right here. This Sunday at 10 a.m., I'll be happy and proud to be on Fatboy Fadeaway, Mr. Darren and Tyler's podcast to talk about. We might be talking about them Warriors. If they don't win, they might not be happy that early in the morning because it's 7 o'clock California time. And then next Wednesday, Mr. Tyler from Fatboy Fadeaway will be our special guest. Because on Relative Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers. Where's my man at? Where's the goat? There he is. Because we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to local talent to the big time storylines. And ain't nothing bigger, better storylines than the NFL draft. Because when the NFL draft comes, we get to think our team is going to make a play to put us in the Super Bowl, which me and Brandon's team never gets to. But the thing about it is our teams might not make it to the big game, but me and him, we do things in fantasy, you know what I'm saying? So fantasy starts also, so we enjoy that. And the producer was in 2 championship games himself last year, so you know what I'm saying? We enjoy some fantasy football also. We're going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about 2 prima donna quarterbacks finally getting set in their ways to get what they need to get. Second round talent as we're going live with that. And then we just finish with some NFL big time storylines. Episode 2, which will happen right after this, we're doing NBA playoffs live right now. Golden State, Sacramento. Golden State's down 13 at home with 1 minute left in the 3rd quarter. Ooh, Lakers play after that. But Brandon, what's up? We got the GOAT Brandon in the house. What's good with you?
Man.
What's good?
Man.
And we got the producer. That's right. We got the producer behind the scenes and on the scenes. You can tell when he's on the scene. Look at that. Yo, we shot it out here, yo. Look, it's totally different. I love it. What's good, producer? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are
he's
you?
Tired. My man be out here coaching and working and producing. This guy never stops doing things. Much gratitude to you, producer.
We good to go now.
Let's go. All right, Brandon. So look, the saga is over.
It's over.
For the past 6 to 8 months, we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson. Thank God that it's over.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Lamar, he signed his 5-year, $260 million, but he got $185 guaranteed. No agent, which we were dogging him for, no agent, which was at 3% that he gave that $7.8 million to his mama. And he said, I'm going to keep it in the family. Now he's the highest paid QB. And I think all this helped because your Alabama quarterback, Jalen Hurts, took a minimal deal. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he could have got more, but I think that helped Lamar get what he needed.
Well, he said he could have and took less because winning is more important.
That's right. And that's some Tom Brady shit. I like that. But here's my thing, though, Brandon, because I know every week we talk about it, we be like, the Ravens, they got the upper hand. They doing it. They got the upper hand. Lamar's got to suck it up. At the end of the day, the leverage was not there. They gave him $185 million guaranteed. So why do you think this took so long to do? They could have gave him $185 million a long time ago.
I mean, I don't know how the guarantees are written in the contract, if there's injury guarantees or not. So we'll wait on that. But they had no other option. Nobody was taking the bait for a trade. They had no option. They had to sign him. They came rolling in with Huntley.
I agree with that. And I feel like the whole conspiracy of talking about, oh, nobody else put anything for Lamar, it kind of hurt and helped both of them. I mean, it kind of showed Lamar, like, ain't nobody going to give you $200 million, dude. This is what we do. We're not going to do that. You know, this ain't no Watson stuff. That was an accident. And then it also showed the Ravens, like, okay, ain't nobody really to jump the gun, so we better go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was just one of them things.
Yep.
So Lamar, no agent, he gets what he wanted, $185 million. Can you see this going on with other big-time players? Or is this just one of them things with no agent? Because I'm sure agents around, I'm thinking like, yo, I hope no other people want to do that.
Some people may try it. I still think it's smarter to get an agent who already has the connections and relationships with these people to make these deals.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to give them 5-10%, it's not going to hurt you if you're making that much money.
I feel you.
To get a Drew Rosenhaus to get you a good deal or something like that.
Yeah, because they said this agent was only going to get 3%. So it was going to be $7.8 million. You got $185. I mean, that's like pennies right now. So then, on the other side, that man, Aaron, he's with the, but he's not that he's with the Jets. It's the fact that he's restructuring his contract to probably play 2 years now, and he's there working out with the team. He talking about he inviting the wide receivers to his house, doing all these different kind of things. They can go on dark tunnel trips together. I don't know what they want to do. Aaron Rodgers is one of them Phil Jackson kind of weird dudes. You know what I'm saying? So, with the Jets doing what they did, getting Rodgers, Lazard, Miko Hardman, of course they got Wilson and Bryce and Sauce on defense. And then, but with the Ravens, we kept talking about the Ravens organization never helping them. They got OBJ, Duvernay's coming back. They draft Zay Flowers. Then you got Rashard Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, and of course that man, Mark Andrews. And then Antonio Brown putting on social media talking about he want to join. I don't know. I don't know. So if you looked at both of those teams, because I don't know if they're the best in their division or not, who has the best chance to win their division?
Man, it's tough. To win their division, I'm going to say the Ravens.
Because you don't have faith in Cleveland and Pittsburgh? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and Burrow goes down with an injury or something. I mean
we can say that about
anybody. That on nobody. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just think getting past Buffalo, the Jets probably may be a little better than us. We'll see. Us, I mean, they're on paper, they're good, but, you know.
I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think that AFC East is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think only one playoff team comes out of there with the schedule and beating each other up. So.
And that's crazy that you said that, because we got to remember only 7 teams make the playoffs. Only 7.
Yeah.
And we talk about 3 in your division, and then at least 2 in Lamar's division, and then Kansas City.
I don't think 3 gets in. I think 1 gets in from ours, maybe 2.
Because you go beat each other up?
Yeah, and we got a tougher schedule in the league, and I think the Jets has got one of them, so we'll see.
I think that's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be crazy. So we saw him get his money, and Jalen Hurts took a little less. Now we see the fifth-year options coming up for Burrow and Herbert. They both got picked up. Who do you think signs first between them two? It doesn't matter what you think, Brandon. It doesn't matter. Because the organization needs to sign their player first, dummies.
Yeah. Herbert signs first because Burrow's going to drag it. I think it's going to be harder to get Burrow's done.
I agree.
They're both getting a lot of money.
Getting a lot of money. And I don't understand why organizations don't sign them now. I'd be trying to push my deal right now, yo. Give him a little bit more than Lamar's, because you know, never know how big these things are going to get.
I mean, maybe they don't. Are they sold on Herbert? I mean, because that's what everybody said when we picked up Tua's fifth early instead of extending him.
Yeah, but it's a little different, man. What did the Chargers do with the first round pick they got? Who they draft? A wide receiver. Yeah. They sold on Herbert. You're not going to take a receiver if you're not sold on your quarterback in the first round. You know what I'm saying?
But they don't have any receivers either.
They got Keenan Allen and the one boy from Clemson.
And Mike Williams for a quarter.
But then they had a couple players, you know, in fantasy. I forget their names, but you know what I'm talking about. There were some players who had in fantasy that was there.
Palmer and stuff.
I just feel like for them to take a receiver in the first round, you have to have faith in your quarterback
they do.
A little bit.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't getting nobody better. Yeah.
I think Burrow would have been happy getting a tight end like Michael Mayer in the first round. That would have really helped them out. But anyway, I don't know. We'll get to the draft. We'll get to the draft. So, like I was saying about 10 teams, I got 10, 12 teams that could make the playoffs in the AFC. Quarterbacks galore. You said only one team in your division can make the playoffs?
I mean, one for sure, obviously. I don't see three happening. And I think we make it. It's the Jets or Buffalo. I don't know if Buffalo gets better or not. I just don't know.
Huh.
They got Kincaid, but...
I'm glad they got Kincaid because we'll get to it later on because Dallas was going to take him. So I'm happy that Buffalo did that. So you think Buffalo's taking a back seat behind y'all and the Jets?
No. I'm not saying that. I think it finishes about like it did last year.
So Buffalo wins the division?
Probably. And I think we'll be second, and the Jets will be right there.
Wow. So, I'm going on the record right now and saying that Miami's going to win that division. AFC East, Miami wins the division. Because I saw when Tua was healthy, they could beat anybody. Yeah, people were scared to death of that team. They were scared to death of Miami.
You know, it's funny. The last time the Jets got a quarterback in Green Bay was Brett Favre, right?
Yep.
And we won the division that year.
There you go. There you go. The last time we won it
was that year, so it might happen again.
And I think Miami still has the opportunity to make another splash at running back. I know you don't.
It's coming. It's already coming. Yeah.
I can see something happening, man. I know you got Mostert, and I know you got Jeffro Wilson and all these other retreads. I just got this weird feeling, yo, that somebody might pop up for the Dolphins. We'll see.
They're picking right now, so I don't know if they'll pick one, but I doubt it.
Dude, if they pick up Condre Miller from TCU, he's a star.
Running back I wanted, the third best in there.
Who?
Thank you. Devin Achane from A&M.
Texas A&M, the running back?
Yep, the fourth.
I was just talking about them getting the running back. See, that's what we do on Relative Sports Talk. That's what we do.
Coming too, so I don't know, we'll see.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy as I don't know what. That's why I picked the Dolphins.
4-3 guys on offense. So.
I got the Dolphins winning that division. I got Buffalo finishing third. I think that's the biggest shocker. Buffalo finishing third in the division. It might be a tiebreaker with the Jets. I don't know. They might have the same record. I just feel like they're going to take a step back unless they get DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know. All right, let's get to the draft real quick, Brandon. Let's get to the draft. Right. We got thoughts, winners. Last year we saw in the Super Bowl, we saw two black quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks for the first time in Super Bowl history ever. This year, this is the second time since 1999 when they had McNabb, Achilles Smith, and Dante Culpepper. This year, the top four picks, there was three black quarterbacks. That's crazy. And the only reason why I bring that up is because people talk about all these Rooney rules and all these different things and whatever, whatever. I think that the culture of the NFL is finally turning the corner, and I like it. Not necessarily being black, but just being versatile in any culture, any race, or whatever. Have an open mind to the talent as far as anything else. I like that. I like that.
Having the only white dude in the green room not get drafted.
Hey, you said his toe was fucked up, so I mean, hey. But let's talk about your boy. Your boy's the number one pick. Bryce Young, number one pick, Alabama. Alabama quarterbacks don't fare well. You know, don't fare well at all.
Still early.
I mean, I guess it's still early. I guess so, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw another Alabama quarterback in the XFL trying to do something in McCarron. But anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we saw Bryce Young, and then we also saw the running back from Texas, go to the Falcons.
Yeah.
Robinson. They're in the same division now. Now they're in the same division.
Yeah.
So when I look at that NFC South division, I look at the Saints getting Derek Carr. The Falcons having Ridder. And they had opportunities to get a Will or a Hendon Hooker or whoever. Carolina. Yeah. They got Andy Dalton still there. And your boy, Bryce Young. And the Bucks who have Baker Mayfield. And the one scrub from Florida who's still there as backup. Is your boy the best quarterback in the division already?
I think so, and I think he can win that division, man. Already? Yeah, I think Bryce is special, man. I really do. Yeah, he's small, say what you want, but watch him play. That shit don't lie, man. He's a leader, too. I think he's the best. Yeah, I think he's the best of them.
And that's crazy because when we first started talking about the draft, you know, whatever time was going, I was dogging him about his size, and I've come all the way around. I agree with you. I think you can't teach the things that he brings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He brings a certain element. He's been this size for how long? And still winning games at the highest level. We got to look at that. And you know what I'm saying? He's been a leader at the highest level in college with the same size, same structure, everything. I think that, and I think Derek Carr is very underrated just because of the organization he was with.
Yeah, he's not bad.
But next year, if I had to pick a team to win that division, the way Carolina is making plays and drafting, I might be with you, Brandon. I might be with you, yo.
And they got some good receivers that already there. Some Thielens.
Yeah.
Some, who else they could trade it for?
They just got somebody else, too, in the draft.
Yeah, and they got some decent running backs. So, I mean.
They got Miles Sanders from Philadelphia, too.
It's a winnable division.
It is, and that division is winnable. Another winnable division, which was the second quarterback taken, C.J. Stroud. And I will go on the record and say, I think it was leaked by the Colts people. I think the Colts wanted it leaked because they didn't want him to go number two. I think they wanted him at number four. I honestly believe that, yo. I honestly believe that.
Well, I mean, probably so, yeah.
So when we look at it, before we get to the division and talk about Richardson in that division, people talk about the best first-round picks. People always talk about the Eagles, the two Georgia defensive players they got, steals they got. I mean, they got two studs from Georgia on defense.
No.
I will say.
Hold on 1 second.
You got a bloody nose?
No. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon got to do the fatherly, husbandly duties. But people talk about the Eagles a lot, talking about their draft being the best in the first round, at least. And I'm with you, and then I started thinking about it. And I said, why not the Titans? C.J. Stroud was looked upon to be the number one pick in the draft for a long time. And then you look at Will Anderson, who is, everybody said he's the best defensive player in the draft, period. So you're telling me you think so?
I think that's the team I have who's had the best draft in the first round.
So you agree with me?
Them, Seattle had the two best drafts in the first round.
You think Seattle did over Philly?
Yeah, because they got the best receiver in the draft, but, and the best corner in the draft.
But for needs, though, Philadelphia built their season on defense. They lost some defensive players, and then you get these two gigantic stars from Georgia.
Yeah, you can't pass Jalen Carter. Nolan Smith, I think they could have went somewhere else, but he's still a good player.
At 30?
But I think the Texans beautifully did it by taking Anderson and trading immediately back up to get Stroud.
That was nice. That was dope.
Yeah.
I think they did the best, too, also. So, getting back to that division, we talked about your boy and his division, NFC South. In the AFC, what is it, AFC South, I guess? C.J. Stroud probably will start, probably. Is him or Nick? Is it Nick Foles? Who's over there? Nick Foles?
No, it's who Davis is it? Mills, right?
Oh, yeah, Davis. Mills. For the Colts, I mean. Richardson.
Richardson.
He might start, too, with limited experience. So I think that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in the division. But how close are both of them to catching up to Trevor Lawrence?
If if what's the Colts coach's name from Philly?
From Philly. Because he said he's going to turn Richardson into Jalen Hurts.
If he can do that with Richardson, man, watch out. Because Richardson's got the tools. He's got the highest ceiling, I think.
You think he's got a higher ceiling than Hooker?
Than Stroud? Yeah, than Stroud. Yeah, I think he does. Just because he's physically the most gifted, probably, out of all of them. But right now, I don't think of Kevin Lawrence. I think.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I see you.
It said I'm not part of the. It disappeared. Everything disappeared.
I don't know what happened either. I hear you now. You back on?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah. No. They ain't close to Lawrence yet. But I think if one catches them, I do. I'm gonna say it's Richardson.
Because that division, I think, is winnable. Also, I mean, the Titans are in rebuild mode, and we'll get to them drafting another quarterback in the second round, who should have been a first round pick. That you're not high on at all, that I think could be something special. But the Colts, do you think they wanted Richardson? I think they leaked the stuff to get C.J. Stroud.
I think they wanted one of them. They're going to say they wanted Richardson. The rumor is it was between Richardson and Levis.
See?
But, you know, I think they asked the head coach, and he probably gave his. I want Richardson. So
in the second round that just started, we saw Levis not get drafted. So in that same division, Will Levis got drafted by the Titans. What does that mean for Tannehill and for their pick last year, Malik Willis?
Who was picked in the second round, right?
Will Levis got picked. Yeah, he was picked. He was picked too in the second round.
Well, it means that they've gave up on Malik. I mean, you see it, Malik Willis. He's not a NFL quarterback.
Dang, is it over for him?
I mean, he's terrible. Like, when you saw him play, he can't do nothing but try to run. And
wow.
I don't know if they cut Tannehill, if they trade him. Maybe he can sit behind Tannehill for a year. If they're getting rid of Derrick Henry, I don't know.
I think it's going to be crazy.
I don't see as much an upgrade over Tannehill, but, you know, he's younger. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, these divisions, the reason why I bring it up, because these divisions are going to be teams that are in the playoffs. These playoff teams are coming
somebody's
out of these divisions.
Somebody's got to win it, yeah.
Somebody's got to win. And I'm looking at all these young quarterbacks. And I'm looking at, you know, Malik Willis, and then we talk about Trey Lance and all these different quarterbacks that people were rejected so high for that now are like nothing. So is it a waste to be getting quarterbacks, like risking it, the way we thought running backs were? Because we saw the boy from Texas get drafted number 8 by the Falcons, and it took running back last year, and it had Cordero Patterson. I mean, do you think there's going to be a shift with the quarterback situation when you draft them?
I mean, it could be. This was a kind of a weak quarterback class outside of like one or two quarterbacks. Like, next year, you got Caleb Williams, who probably will be the number one pick. You know what I'm saying? And you got a few other ones. It might be a shift, but I think you're going to see a lot more teams taking risks on players like Richardson, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Just because of the success of Jalen Hurts and, you know, things like that.
I agree with that. Exactly. The Steelers, your brother's team, Joey Porter Jr., he's at the same franchise that his dad was at.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a pretty good story. What do you think?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I do too. I thought they was going to take him in the first round, but then they traded up. I knew they was going O-line. So I thought he was going to be with y'all. So.
Well, we got somebody better, though. That's fine. We got more of a ball hawk.
I think Joey Porter is a little bit overrated, but it's a good story. And they could have traded that pick, I'm sure, but they wanted Porter. So.
That's true. Yeah, they need that. And like the producer said, he said, who we got? He's real thin. But he's hungry. And he's aggressive to go get picks. You know, that's what we need. We don't get turnovers, so that's what it was. But a couple tight ends for two different kind of teams. The Lions are a team that everybody's high on for next year. They look like they're loading up big time. They had a spot to get Michael Mayer, my boy from Notre Dame. They took Sam LaPorta tight end. Do you think that was a good choice to pick him over Michael Meyer? I mean, they lost Hutchinson to the Vikings. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I had them close to the same. I had Meyer above Kincaid, and I had Laporta above Kincaid as a pro.
Oh wow!
Because I'm crazy. Yeah, but I don't think it's a bad pick. I think their second first round pick was suspect.
Why is that?
Who did it take with the second first round pick?
It took Brian Branch, the safety from Bama.
No. That was tonight. In the first round. They had
in the first round. They took
Gibbs
the running back from Bama.
No, that was the first round pick. They had another one in the first round.
Who was it?
It was a reach.
I don't know. The producer's looking it up right now.
Who are you?
The Lions' second first round pick. While he's looking that up, the Raiders.
I think they should have got Jalen Carter and then got Gibbs.
So. I think so, too, because Gibbs was shocked. He's like, I'm shocked to go down. What the hell?
Jack Campbell,
that's who it was.
Linebacker from Iowa. Yeah.
From Iowa.
Way too high for him. 6'5",
249.
Yeah.
They gave it an A+.
They gave it an A+ draft record? Really?
CBS gave him an A+.
Yeah. Wow. But the Raiders, they lose Waller. They get Michael Meyer. There he goes again. I don't know what happened.
Oh, shoot. Did he go? Oh, crap. You're on that.
I don't see nobody. Click the show on stream to add your audio to the video stream.
Yeah.
Show on stream?
Yeah. I think it's my computer. I think when I went over there.
Are you still there? Can you hear me, Brandon?
Yeah, I just all of a sudden the screen was blank.
That's the producer doing shit because I asked him to do something we ain't never tried before.
There's a message from Rick Hess that popped up on my end.
Oh, what did it say? Rick Hess, baby.
I just happened up in here. Y'all got to call and tell me.
What did he say?
Y'all got to call and tell me.
Oh, he's like, let me know what y'all going on. Rick Hess, baby. Love you, baby. Love you, Rick Hess. Let's go. He's always looking out. Appreciate it, Rick Hess. But so we saw the Raiders get a replacement for Waller. I think Josh McDaniels with that tight end with the Patriots thing, I think he's gonna do okay. But in that division, they can't do nothing. The Panthers got a wide receiver for your boy. They got Mingo from Ole Miss.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I think he's a good receiver. I really do.
Okay, I'll tell you what, the Panthers might be loading up.
He's a better receiver than Bryce Head and Gallage. I'll tell you that.
Adam Thielen said previously when he went to Carolina, he was like, I want to go to a team that has a better chance to get to the Super Bowl. And we laughed at him. And yeah, I'm looking at it loud like, he might be on to something, bro.
Yeah.
He might be. But the winner of that division, in my opinion, is the Saints. And they took my boy Isaiah from Notre Dame to edge.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. I think the Saints are ready to win. I think they're going to do it. I don't know. I just can't believe in any kind of rookie quarterback or Desmond Ridder to do those things. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Saints most likely win, but, I mean, I think the Panthers can be right there. The Bucs have talent on offense. I don't know if what's his name is actually a head coach in this league or not. So.
Are you surprised the Bucs didn't try to get Will Levis? I mean, you got Baker for 1 year. And then you got the dude from Florida that's nobody as a back. I forget his name. You know,
but they're not one of the teams trying to trade up to get him.
I mean, I'm not sure, but I feel like they had opportunities to do different things. And
they may be tanking for Caleb, you know.
but with Mike Evans and Godwin and all these talented players, you're tanking?
I mean, I think Baker may play all right this year. I mean, he looked all right last year for a little bit, so.
He did. He did to make me lose a fantasy. Yeah, definitely. So Brandon, we're pretty much done with the football. I know that it's going on right now. I can't see what's going on with the draft. I don't know.
The Cowboys are about to pick. So the Cowboys
just got the Luke Shoemaker from the Michigan.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to try to get a tight end.
I wouldn't be worried about him too much.
I'm not too stressed about him. At all. I mean, I had him as a fourth round grade, and they took him in the second, so.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. But what anything else you see with the draft? Anything else going on with football you want to do before I wrap this one up? Because the basketball is getting crazy. We got to get to these playoffs. Oh my God!
No, it's just a lot of players still have not been picked, and I don't know why.
Who's your best player available?
I gotta see if he's been drafted yet. Hold on. It's DeJuan Jones for me, but I don't know if he's been picked or not.
What school is that?
Tennessee, offensive tackle.
What happened to the other Tennessee wide receiver? He didn't get picked yet either?
Yeah, he went to the...
Both of them got picked? It's two of them.
Oh, no, I don't know if he's... Cowboys just made a good pick.
Who they pick?
DeMarion Overshawn, linebacker from Texas. Best player available. Yeah, I mean, it would be Washington. Something must be wrong with him.
The tight end from Georgia?
Yeah.
That's who I want to get.
He's a great blocker. Kaylee Ringo, I don't know if he's been taken yet. I think
the quarterback from Georgia. Where's he at?
Yeah. I think he may have gotten taken.
Hold on. Did you say the Cowboys just took Dorian Williams, linebacker from Tulane?
No.
Okay, thank God.
DeMarion Overshow.
Oh, okay, I don't care about him.
Linebacker from Texas.
Yeah, they can have him. That's cool. That's okay. Draft coverage is going to be crazy. We'll have more about the draft next week. Probably on the next show we'll talk about it. Because people are going in and out.
My boys just got done picking, so.
Who is?
I said my boys just finally picked today, so you know
what I mean. Well, stop being corrupt organization. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Say hello to somebody.
I'm telling you, Miller, running back from TCU. He's going to be a steal. He's going to be somebody.
There's a lot of running backs out there.
He's going to be somebody for us, yo. He's going to be somebody else. Thank you. I got the GOAT, Brandon. Thank you. We did some football coverage. We didn't go too in deep because it's going to be crazy with trades and everything going on. Stay with us. Episode 170, part 2. Basketball playoff coverage. I mean, this is going to be crazy. We got some old school matchups in the East. I mean, I love the matchups. This is going to be crazy. In the West, the number one seed going against the team that everybody thought was going to be beating them. It's going to be great footage. I can't wait. Relevance Sports Talk, episode 170, part 1. We'll be right back.